If you want to be more involved with the Nonprofit Nook, we now have a Facebook community for listeners where you can help shape the podcast. You can suggest episode topics, answer polls, recommend speakers, and join the conversation with other nonprofit leaders who truly get it. Just search the Nonprofit Nook community on Facebook and request to join. We'd love to have you. Marketing for a nonprofit isn't about selling. It's about messaging. It's how we stay connected with our donors, our volunteers, and the people we serve. It's how we invite new people to become part of our mission. But sometimes it can feel never-ending. There's always another post to write, another story to tell, another update to share. And while I work hard to do all things marketing, there are definitely parts I dread, like creating and scheduling content for social media, or remembering how many times I need to talk about something so people actually hear it. That's where Engie comes in. Engie feels like a marketing partner who really gets me. It helps me figure out what to say, when to say it, and how to engage my audience in a way that feels true to my brand. It even helps me write everything in my voice and puts it all together in one big calendar so I can see how it's all going to play out. I can track what's working, plan what's next, and actually feel confident about my marketing. And I love the extras, like the monthly group coaching calls with experts, the simple social media scheduler, and the AI blog writer that makes creating content so much easier. So if you're ready for marketing to finally make sense, check out the link in the show notes. Trust me, you're going to love it. I want to take a quick moment to tell you about a platform I've been really impressed with. It's called Benevolate. Benevolate is a super intuitive CRM designed specifically for nonprofits, museums, and synagogues. It helps you manage donors, track relationships, and simplify the giving process, all in one easy-to-use place. What I love most is that the core package has no monthly fees for nonprofits, museums, or synagogues. None. There's just a small transaction fee, and donors can even choose to cover it, so your organization keeps more of every contribution. It's simple, smart, and built to make your mission easier to manage. If you've been looking for a better way to organize your supporters and grow your impact, check out Benevolate, where generosity meets simplicity.
There's a saying by Jana Stanfield, and her saying says, "I may not be able to do all the good the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do." So there, it just told me, like, because sometimes you feel overwhelmed by the amount of needs, right? You got SPCA, you got Alzheimer's and dementia causes, you have grief, it's so much out there that are needing and needing our support. And we individually, we can't do it all, but collectively, all of us can touch something to be able to help people.
Welcome to the Nonprofit Nook, the podcast for nonprofit leaders, board members, and community changemakers who want to build stronger, smarter organizations. I'm your host, Wendy Kidd, a longtime business owner and nonprofit leader. And I'm here to bring you real talk, real tools, and real stories to help you thrive in the nonprofit world. I'll be talking with local nonprofit leaders, community changemakers, and experts in everything from board development to fundraising and digital tools, sharing real stories and simple strategies you can actually use. Because running a nonprofit is hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Let's get started. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Nonprofit Nook. Today's guest is Rolanda Macharia, the founder and executive director of Lift R&R, a nonprofit dedicated to providing essential resources and hope to individuals in need. Driven by her own lived experiences, Rolanda is deeply passionate about giving back and helping others overcome challenges she once faced herself. She served for 13 years on the board of directors for North Central Texas Workforce Solutions, supporting economic empowerment across 14 counties, and is a graduate of both Leadership McKinney and Leadership Anna. In addition to her nonprofit leadership, Rolanda is a public speaker and worship leader who uses her voice to inspire others through powerful messages of resilience, faith, and transformation. Welcome, Rolanda.
Welcome, Wendy. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad we got to connect. It was so funny just running into you when I'd already kind of thought about having you.
Right.
And you were like, "I want to be on the podcast." I was like, "Yes,
exactly.
It's perfect."
I have been listening to the Nook. I have been listening. I was like, "This is pretty awesome." So I love the fact that we were able to connect over at First United. That was purposeful and intentional.
Right, for sure, for sure. Well, tell our listeners, what is Lift R&R? Tell us all about it.
Awesome. So Lift R&R stands for Laboring in the Field Together, Resources and Referrals. So our current mission is to collaborate with nonprofits all across Collin County, because that's the county we serve. And the goal is you have these different cities that are just exponentially growing rapidly, and a lot of them don't have organic nonprofits located in their cities. So people are moving in from out of state, they're moving in from out of different cities, and they may be in need of resources and they don't know where to go. So our goal is to make sure that we can provide those nonprofit resources in their city, which I absolutely love, because being in McKinney, that's when I found out we really needed those type of collaborations.
For sure. Collaboration is key, for sure. So how do you kind of define who it is that you're serving? Who does your nonprofit kind of target?
Gotcha. So we have a couple of different targets. The first is people that are in need in Collin County. That's everything from people that are needing financial literacy, right? So we provide that. We partner with First United Bank, and we provided the Dave Ramsey program with them. People for Toys for Tots, for example, we just finished our 5th year with Toys for Tots. So in this economy, not only does money have to stretch because we're seeing shrinkflation, but that money, when it's time for like things like Christmas toys and stuff, you have to choose between paying bills or choose between getting a toy for your kid. And obviously, paying bills is going to be the priority. The other target is the nonprofits, because for a lot, what I see is that there are a lot of small to medium-sized nonprofit organizations who have great programs. They just don't have the money. So either they are getting restricted grants, and that restricted grant may say this is all you could use it for. But what if they need it for business cards? What if they need it for banners? What if they need it for more presentation so that they can actually look like they're out in the community? So a lot of those things are really important for small to medium-sized nonprofits. Then for them to be able to collaborate with other nonprofits, you may have not known that this nonprofit was here as well. So the goal is to make
Right.
sure we can connect them, and then the cities, right? So for the cities, they understand that the people in their city also need resources. Whether you're a business owner, if I'm a business owner and I have a mom who's struggling with childcare, that mom, chances are, is not going to make it to work every day if she can't find somebody to watch her children. So it's really important for places like North Central Texas Workforce Solutions, where that's what we do. We provide the childcare and we provide subsidized funding for the childcare. So understanding from a business perspective how you can lose productivity if the people that work at your company don't have the resources they need so they can come in and do the work. So it is a combination of just people in need in Collin County, the nonprofits in Collin County, and the businesses in Collin County, because they have these families that are obviously working with them.
Sure. So how do you kind of stay in touch? It sounds like you guys kind of have to know everybody. How do you stay in touch with everyone and know what resources are out there for them?
That's a great question. I have a lot of really, really good connects. So, for example, Deandra Allegra from First United Bank.
Love
Deandra,
her.
we met at McKinney Chamber, but as you know, Deandra ended up going down to First United Bank as the Choose Wisely ambassador for Plano. So now there's a whole bunch of nonprofits in Plano that I may not have known before Deandra went to Plano. And then here in the McKinney area, I have Denise Steller, and First United Bank is phenomenal. Because I'm able to connect and go to the different events and the nonprofit breakfasts and things like that, and then Volunteer McKinney. Volunteer McKinney has a vast amount of resources on their websites, because you get to see all of the different organizations that are there. And that's a great way to identify other nonprofits that are popping up on the scene. So those are ways that we find. And then just today, I got introduced to two more nonprofits from a nonprofit I just met a month ago. So this is the kind, I mean, and it is continuous. It is this person, I connect with them, and then they tell somebody else about us, and then we connect with them. And I love it, because that's why we're here.
Right. Well, that's what I always encourage people to go to these things, is it's not just the education, it's the networking
Yes,
and getting
absolutely.
to know who else is out there doing all the things. So
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that you are embodying
Yes. Absolutely.
that. Well, I always ask for like a success story or two. Do you have one you'd like to share with us?
I have. There was a mom, and the mom had left a domestic violence situation in another state. We found out that this mom was sleeping in a car with five small children, the youngest child, and they were in McKinney behind the QT gas station, and the youngest child being 8 months old. So got this mom, these babies in this car. We ended up getting her connected to LifePath because of the trauma that she has experienced. We ended up using some funds to get her put up in a motel while we connected her to a nonprofit organization that got her into a battered women's shelter program with her children that had a comprehensive program. So now she ended up moving to a beautiful neighborhood that was just built. So you had all of these brand new homes, and she invited me over for dinner. So I went over to see her and the kids, and she created this amazing meal just to say thank you. And I absolutely loved it. The kids were in a nice area. They're going to a nice school. They're on a brand new clean block. And what a transformation from what she had to go through, leave, endure while she was here in the elements doing over 100 degrees in the summer, and then being able to be put somewhere. So that's one that will just resonate with me for a long time.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so awesome that she invited you over for dinner. Yes, that's so cool.
Because I don't cook. So
bonus.
For sure. I will always take a dinner. Absolutely.
Right, for sure, for sure.
Yes.
Well, so tell me what you wish people knew more about your organization or about the people you serve. What's something that you feel like you wish people knew better?
I think if they understood the passion that I have, like those people that really know me, right? So you have organizations out there that will just refer people to here and refer people to there. I'm a big component of making sure before I refer anybody there, I have vetted the organization. It's really important to me not to be transactional, but to be relational. So if somebody introduces me to a nonprofit, the first thing I'm like, hey, here's my cell. Let's talk. Let's go have coffee. We meet at Starbucks, and I get to hear not just what you do, but the heart behind what you do. Because if I hear the heart behind, then I know that when I'm sending somebody to an organization, that organization has the same compassion and heart that I would want my own child or my own family member to be sent to. So a lot of the things that differentiate us from other nonprofits is the fact that we are not transactional. You're not just a person. I'm speaking to family members. I'm speaking to nonprofits. I'm getting to know executive directors. I want to know. And then we build this camaraderie where they'll text me. You know, it could be 11 o'clock at night, and I'll get a text from an executive director. Hey, Rolanda, I have this mom or this single dad, and this is what's going on. And da-da-da, do you have any resources? I don't mind you texting me. I don't mind you reaching out to me, because I know that your heart is the same as mine. We're trying to make a difference, even if that difference means it happens at 11 o'clock at night.
Right, because problems don't happen just during business hours.
Ain't that the truth? That is the truth.
So, I mean, that's just how it goes.
Right. So I think if they knew me, when they get to know me and they get to know how I operate, they have, because I'm really big on integrity. Like I believe that your word is your word, and what you say you're going to do is something that you need to do. Even if it inconveniences you later, you committed to it, you need to do it. So,
agreed wholeheartedly, 100%. I agree.
that's what I wish that they know. And for most part, most people that know me, they know that that's where I sit.
So, okay, hearing you say this, I love this next question, because I feel like you're going to have something important to say. Okay. So what do you wish people understood more about the nonprofits?
You know, I think for me, let's just start here. I get so
let's
many
be real, people, girl. This is all about being real.
Right. So. I get so many people that reach out to me because they want to start a nonprofit. Let's start there. So they want nonprofit consulting, which I do. But they want to start a nonprofit. And my goal is to talk you out of it. To be honest, is to talk you out of it. Because if I could talk you out of it in a conversation, you don't need to run a nonprofit. And here's the reason. So many disappointing things are going to happen. It's not an easy journey. You're out there. If you're one of those people that struggle with the asking for donations and stuff like that, you are going to struggle trying to run a nonprofit.
Yep.
And then even for me, when I first started, my eyes were as big as the sun. It was huge. I was like, we're going to support all Texas. What?
Yep.
It took me the first year, Wendy, the first year to realize you don't got the bandwidth or capacity for all of Texas. Like, first of all.
I mean, I love that it only took you a year. Yes. There's people still doing it for 15 years and they haven't figured that out yet.
Right. I mean, like, you really do have to hone in. And you have to.
Yeah.
And what I realize is you have to be in an area where you're visible. Like, I can come to Wiley. I can come to Anna. I can be the face of our nonprofit. I can be out there. I can meet with you. But if I turn around and I done took some county way out by Austin, chances are that's not going to happen that often. So if you do that, then you have to make, how do they know that you exist? It's not like all of a sudden they wake up one day and be like, I think I want to call Lyft R&R. They don't even know what Lyft R&R is or who you are. So you really do have to. You really do have to hone in and think about who you're going to serve, who your target population, where are you going to serve, where you can do the most good. And because I've seen nonprofit executives, especially founders, because their hearts are so big, they started it usually because of some experience that they had, and their heart is so big that they will put things on their personal credit card. They will max their own finances out to keep it running, to keep it going. They don't want to ask for money. So if you don't ask for money and you're using your own personal finances, not only are you going to be burnt out, but you're going to be very disappointed and you're going to find yourself in debt. So that's one of the start there is to make sure that this is what you want to do. Because here's the thing. If you can't really run it, then go support an organization that you like. Support an organization.
Yes, there are so many of them. There are so many of them that could use your support.
Exactly. So just because, hey, there's a need. Is there somebody else with? Is there some organization already doing that need? If so, are you better off being a volunteer versus all of a sudden trying to run your own nonprofit organization? So those are some of the things that I can tell about nonprofits. And then people, they get upset with nonprofit organizations when, you know, when they want you to pay their rent for 90 days. They're 3 months behind. And then they call you on the day before eviction and need 3 months behind worth of funding. And I don't think that they truly understand that the nonprofits themselves are operating off donations and grants and diversification of funds and doing their very best. So 3 months worth of rent, it's not always doable. And so those are some of the challenges that you see within the nonprofit space. And I think clients, they said no. It's more than they said no, you know. Why? Was the funding not there? You know, was it something that they needed from you? Because if they keep giving and keep giving, but you keep finding yourself in the same situation month after month after month, then, you know, it's going to be the same thing every single time. You have to find a way to get out of the situation. Yep. So those are some of the things.
So how... I love that. And it kind of leads me to my next question is, how can people get involved with you? How can they help Lyft R&R?
Yes, they can go to our website at www.liftrnr.org. I'm also available. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm very relational. So they can call our number at 518-551-6817. So they can reach out to us different ways. They can email me, rmasharia@liftrnr.org. So I'm always excited to share what we're doing and how we're doing it.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any upcoming events that you want to talk about or any volunteer opportunities specific that you want to talk about?
We do have some amazing upcoming events. So this is actually for nonprofits. If they want to, it is no cost. One of the things that we do in servicing nonprofit organizations is we don't charge them for our events. I want you to come be a part of it so that the city in which we're doing that event at will know that you're there. People will know how to reach out to you. So the first one, we're having one in March. I believe it's March 27th. We're having one at Salina ISD for a resource fair, and that's on our website. They can also reach out to me for details, but it'll be Salina ISD for their summer resource fair. We've partnered with the city of Anna, so we will also have the Easter extravaganza with the city of Anna, so we're very excited about that. And then on May the 2nd, we're going to have our partnership with the city of Princeton. So Princeton will have their Day of Purpose event, and we're bringing the nonprofits to that event. So we're really excited about it and just got a sponsor from Credit Union of Texas who's going to come out and bring their food truck and be able to give out some free food to some of those people that come out. So we're super excited to have this organization.
That sounds like so much fun. Yay!
So yeah, they can go to our Facebook page too at liftrnr.org. On our Facebook, it's liftrnr, but if they go there, they'll see the application. If you're a nonprofit and you want to attend any of those three events, we welcome you, or you could just reach out to me directly.
That is fabulous, Rolanda. Thank you so much for coming to join me today. Is there anything else that you want people to hear from you while you're here?
I'm just grateful. There's a saying by Jana Stanfield. And her saying says, I may not be able to do all the good the world needs, but the world needs all the good that I can do. So that right there, it just told me, like, because sometimes you feel overwhelmed by the amount of needs, right? You got SPCA, you got Alzheimer's and dementia causes, you have grief, it's so much out there that are needing and needing our support. And we individually, we can't do it all. But collectively, all of us can touch something to be able to help people. So that's the mindset I want people to think about. And if there's any volunteers that want to come out and help at any of those events, they can also reach out to me as well.
That is fantastic. So we will have all of those links in the show notes. And if anybody wants to reach out, Rolanda is also a part of our Facebook community. I'm sure she'd appreciate a comment there too.
Yes.
But thanks everybody for listening. And thank you, Rolanda, for coming and talking about LiftRNR. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Nonprofit Nook. We're building better nonprofits together. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with other nonprofit leaders who need support. Follow the Nonprofit Nook on social media and sign up for our email list for extra tips and updates. You can also visit thenonprofitnook.com to see the show notes and leave a comment telling me what topics you want next. Your feedback shapes the show. See you next time.